Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to be entertained by the sweetest talent in internet radio? And now, here she is, Brown Sugar.
Thank you very much. We're doing a Beyonce style today on Brown Sugar Live. What up? It's your girl, Brown Sugar. And I got my co-host, PP, in the house. What's going on, PP?
Greetings and salutations.
Welcome. Y'all know how we do on Brown Sugar Radio. We get it all the way live. This ain't no dead show up in here. Not today. And I want to say welcome to the listeners in the chat room. And I want to say welcome to the my late arrivals that always trickle in towards the end of the segment. I'm going to give them their shout out in advance. But what's going on to Wookie Face and Snuggum Pie? And then also, too, I just want to say what's up to all of, the brand-new listeners that don't know how to log in. We definitely want to encourage you, if you want to chat with us, in our chat box, okay, you have to create a user account. Ain't that right, PB?
That is correct. Please set it up.
Yes.
Free. You can't be free.
Okay. Now, definitely we want to make sure that you have the correct information in regards to setting up an account, and that is just going to go to Blog Talk Radio, and you can sign up as a listener. You do not have to be a host, okay? You can be a listener, all right? No pressure involved. But by all means, you want to do your own thing, I ain't mad at you. Just shout out to girl Brown Sugar. So we're going to keep it rolling, as always. This is Tuesday Night Live. And tonight, PB and I have several things we want to discuss. What's on your mind? Call and let us know what is on your mind, all right? You can certainly holler at us at 646-716-8697, 646-716-8697. Tell your mama them, your cousin them, Pookie and Ray Ray, all of them, let them know that Brown Sugar Radio is where it's happening at. So, PB, how was your weekend?
Weekend was awesome. Had a great time. I basically chilled sitting around at the house watching these watching the press, you know, about this presidential election, you know. I'm trying to stay
right. Oh, yeah, we got to get into that.
Yeah, this is my first year really paying attention to. I mean, because this year I'm able to vote, so, you know. I've really been watching the political shows and whatnot, TV shows. And, you know, your boy is supporting Obama, you know. It's only right that I do that. So, you know, tonight is the night, and as we speak, I got my TV on the channel. I'm watching it. They counting up. They tallying up the votes. I'm watching it.
That's what's up. Hey. And definitely, I want to encourage everyone. This year is a very special year. Welcome, Emery 5588 and Tracy to Brown Sugar Radio. You know, I want to encourage all of you to vote if you're over the age of 18 years old because, you know, a lot of you may say, oh, well, I'm only 18. It doesn't matter. I'll wait till I'm bigger. However, I want to tell you, one vote does make a difference because think about how many people that don't vote that say the exact same thing. Oh, well, it doesn't matter, you know, so I'm just one person, all right? And another thing I want to point out is for those of you who are still undecided, take your time. You know, don't go by just what you think is popular or what everybody else is doing. Take the time to gather your facts, get your information. You know, watch the debates that take place. You definitely want to make sure you get all of the information that you can on all of the candidates because it is very important that you make an informative decision, okay? And I definitely want to encourage all of you to vote.
Right. And if you're still lost at the end, after you review all the debates and all that, you're still lost, Obama, you can't go wrong with him, you know, Obama.
Okay.
Let me make the decision for you.
Okay, and we got the Rockstar 76 that just joined us. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening? You know, tonight we have a lot going on, and I just want to make sure that I don't forget anything. So I have a little agenda that I'm trying to follow. But by all means, the phone lines are welcome, 646-716-8697, for all of you who want to come through and just say what's on your mind. But we are going to do a thing tonight. We're starting something new. You know, Brown Sugar, I always got something new I'm starting, right? Tonight we're going to do what's hot or not, okay? Yes, what's hot or not. Now, I know a lot of you are like, what do you mean, okay? Well, what I'd like to do is get some information from my listeners. Hold on, that is like entirely way too loud. Okay, I want to get some information from you guys. I'm going to play four songs tonight, okay? And I want you to tell us if you think it's hot or not, okay? That's how we're going to roll tonight. Do you think it's hot or not? Oh, yeah, you know what? We got to give it up. Before we get into the hot or not TV, let's talk about the Super Bowl. What you think about the New York Giants winning?
Oh, man. I was going for the Patriots, so I can't say much. I'm saying.
Aww,
my money was on the Patriots.
So you're surprised that they won is what you're saying?
It was a shock.
Okay. Wow, okay. Well, you know, I'm going to be honest. Your girl, Brown Sugar, really not into football. And now, this Phoenix song, I'm there. But basketball, I wasn't really into football. I know. So, I like I said, I could do the basketball thing all day and all night. But football, I couldn't do it. I don't know. I wasn't really into it. So, anyway.
No,
but
I can shout out to the Giants, you know.
To the Giants. They did their thing.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. And, you know, this month is also Black History Month. That's something else I kind of wanted to get into. Do you know the name of the first black boxer? I was listening to this on the radio. Who knows in the chat room? Can y'all tell me the name of the first African-American boxer? Does anybody know? Anybody? Because, you know, this is Black History Month, and, you know, we want to celebrate. This is also the month of love. How many of y'all got a sweetie pie? Let us know what you have planned for Valentine's Day. What's going on? Oh, I see we got a caller on the air. 202, you're on the air with Brown Sugar. What's happening?
What's happening, Brown Sugar?
What's going on?
What you got planned for Valentine's Day? Who's calling? This is E.
Yeah. What's going on, E?
What's going on, baby?
Yeah, we gonna play your hot single tonight. We have four, and you're one of the four I selected. And so we gonna see if the listeners in the chat room if they say hot or not. So
okay.
Here, y'all better say hot. This is how we gonna do it. I want y'all to hit number one on your keyboard if you feel like the song is hot that we play. Then hit number two on your keyboard if you feel it's not. Okay? That's how we gonna roll tonight. What's going on? WSN Radio and 3-6 on the lit. Philly JPGR. What's going on? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. So, you know, I want to know your thoughts. What do you think about the game this weekend? Are you a big football fan? Look it, I can't even say football. I'm so trained saying, I'm always used to saying basketball all the time. E, what do you think about the game this weekend?
I thought the game was pretty hot, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad New York won. I'm glad they won. I'm from Philly, so you know. But I was rooting for New York.
Okay.
I was rooting for New York, though. Rooting for New York.
Right. So, what I want to know is you basically, did you, like, bet any money on the football game or no?
No, I played it safe. I played it safe this year. Wasn't trying to lose no money because you know, the Patriots, they was a strong team, so on and so forth.
Uh-huh.
You know, my man Brady, he be doing his thing. So, I played the back this year. I did not.
All right. Well, you know what? Now you asked me what I had planned for Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
You know what? at this particular moment, I think I'm going to go get my hair and nails done. Ain't that a hot mess? That's what you do when you ain't got no man. You feel me? You take yourself out.
Hey, we could, hey, Sugar, we could run a show?
Uh-oh. Oh, hell, it's going to be, I love
Brown Sugar. We could run a show. For one night.
I love Brown Sugar in the house. Okay.
That's a show idea.
That's a show idea for you. All right. Well, what you got planned, E, for Valentine's Day?
You know what? I don't even know. I'll try to figure it out. I guess I have to wait till the day hits. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, so you single too, huh? You rolling solo bolo?
Moving right along.
Look at this. How many single listeners we got in the chat room? Go on and hit the number one in the keyboard. Single listeners, look at it. There we go. Look, I'm gonna be the first one. All right. We won't put you on blast on the air, but I see a whole lot of ones in the chat room.
How do you...
Whatever, PB.
What key do you got to hit to say it's complicated? Well, what key do you got to hit to say it's complicated?
Okay.
I'll
take it. Okay, three chicks on lit. They single.
Ever since Tracy...
Is Tracy not single?
Well,
y'all got to give us single folks some... ideas to do on Valentine's Day. What's going on? Let us know.
Y'all need to find y'all some mates.
Well, you know how you do it. You just run the warm bubble bath, and you get the roses, and you sprinkle it all in there, and you have the candles going, and, you know, you got the Toni Braxton playing in the background, and you hop in that tub all by your damn self.
You're playing games, you know, you're playing games right now.
Hey, you celebrate being single. That's what I was telling Trina. Okay, now if y'all didn't peep that, you celebrate singlehood, right? When don't be moping now talking about you ain't got no woman or you ain't got no man. You just be happy with you, and then the Lord gonna send the right person your way. That's what's up.
No doubt.
Tracy said, "Go to all the clubs, single." Do you mean online club or do you mean get down boogie club, Tracy? Oh wow, well. Go ahead, E. You had a comment?
No, I was just saying, you know, what key do you got to hit when you say it's complicated? You asked if I had if I was single or not. I'm just going to say it's complicated right now. So.
Okay. So maybe that means one foot in the door, one foot out.
Yeah, one foot in, one foot out. Something like that. A little something like that, you know.
Okay, you better be careful now. She may be listening.
Maybe he can
identify
I love Brown Sugar.
Okay.
I love Brown Sugar. It's in the house. Oh, I got a couple of birthdays I need to shout out. I got to shout out Spike Spielberg in the house. Troy Whitehurst is other known as. He has his own show here on Blog Talk. He is a filmmaker doing his thing. It's a brother from North Carolina. He will be appearing on Brown Sugar Radio later on this month. But he turned X years old. You know, we ain't going to put him on blast. He had a birthday this month. And guess who else's birthday is this month, y'all? Y'all not gonna believe it. Today. His birthday is today.
Who?
I know y'all know him.
Who?
Bobby Brown.
It's my prerogative.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah, it's his birthday today. We gotta give it up. For Bobby Brown in the house. It's his birthday. We want to definitely say happy birthday to you.
The people in the chat said, oh, hell no.
Three chicks on the lid, yes. It is the big Bobby Brown. Yes. We got to give it up for Spike Spielberg and Bobby Brown's birthday today. Yeah, so you just, three chicks on the lid. They just said that they seen his concert last week. They was good. Oh, BBD, was Bobby Brown there? That's what's going on. He cracked out. That's what you said.
Bobby Brown came and crashed the show.
Oh, he crashed the show.
He stole the spotlight. He crashed the show.
Okay.
You just know, you never know when Bobby want to show up. You never know when he's
going to
show up. Pop out. Ain't no telling.
Ain't no telling what's going to pop off with Bobby, huh?
That's right. But you know, when New Edition, when they hit the stage and everything, a lot of people go to the shows. A lot of people go to their show and anticipating Bobby to like show up because you know Mr. Telephone Man is part of their repertoire, so they kind of wait for him to show up. But you know, a lot of times he won't show up. But you know, but when he does,
but you know what? Back in the day, and my listeners in the chat room, y'all got to tell me this. Y'all know, especially my sisters out there. Bobby Brown used to do his thing on the dance floor. Y'all know we got to give it up for Bobby Brown. Okay, he was one of the most sexiest dancers out there. You feel me? Doing his thing. Now we got the Plies with their shirts all off and all that kind of stuff. We don't see brothers moving and stuff the way that, like, MC Hammer and Bobby Brown used to. MC Hammer used to. Hammer. I mean, Hammer was doing it. You feel me? Too legit. Y'all remember that? Hammer was doing his thing, so y'all know Hammer was giving it up. What? Don't nobody dance like that no more. E, you an artist. Do you dance like Hammer and Bobby Brown?
I don't dance like Hammer and Bobby Brown. I leave that to them. I let my dancers rock that for me. I let my dancers handle that. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody in the chat room said, crackhead strength. Help them, Jesus.
Three chicks said that.
All right, well, you know what? We got a lot that we want to do this segment, and certainly after we play the top four, okay, that I have selected. The top four for Brown Sugar Live today. I want you to hit a one. Remember, hit the number one on the keyboard if you think the song is hot. Hit number two if you think it's not. And the first single, I can't even talk. The first single that I selected for the top four on Brown Sugar Radio is Ray J's new song. Okay, how many of y'all heard is Ray J's new song, Sexy Can I? Well, if you hadn't heard it, now you're going to get to hear it. All right, so we're going to play that number one. And then after we play all four of the singles, I want you to tell me which one was your favorite, okay? So we're going to go ahead and welcome guest 1107. I hope I didn't miss anybody else. We're going to go ahead and play Ray J's hot new single. Remember, hit one if you like it, if it's hot, two if it's not. All right, so we will be right back.
Sexy cat.
Ray, we up here. It's young boss. How you shake it, gotta play a like. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is, sexy can I hit it from the front, then I hit it from the back. Know you like it like that. Then we take it to the bed, then we take it to the floor. Then we chill for a second, then we look at it some more. Sexy can I, just pardon my manner. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a like. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is,
little mama, it's your boy Youngin. G5 dipping Louis Vuitton luggage. Ay, gotta love it. Your boy so fly, and all the ladies go winning, go by. Gucci on the feet, Marc Jacob on the thigh. She wanna ride or die with your boy in the shot. That's right. So I let her kiss the prince, her boyfriend. She ain't missing
feet. Just pardon my manners. Girl, how you shake it, gotta play a light. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is, sexy can I keep it on the low? Got a girl at the crib, we can take it to the Momo. You can bring a friend, or you can ride solo. Let me get my camera so we can take a photo.
All right, that's Ray J, Sexy Can I. We got it tied. We have two twos and one one. For those of you just joining us, DJ Ray J. Look, I got Ray J on the brain. We are doing Hot or Not. What's going on, Loveologist? Hey. Oh, wow. I haven't heard from you in a hot second. Anyway, I just welcome all of you that are trickling in. What we're doing is our Hot or Not segment, and I just played Ray J, Sexy Can I. If you think the song is hot, hit the number one on your keyboard. If you think it's not, hit the number two. So far we're tied. We have two twos who think it's not, and we have two ones who thinks it's hot. We need a tiebreaker. sexy. All right, so I guess those of you who are just joining us, I'm going to play like 5 more seconds of it so y'all can hear it. Tell me if it's hot or not.
Sexy cat.
Great. We up here. It's Young Baller.
Wait 10 seconds.
Knock out.
Pardon my manner, girl, how you shake it, gotta play a like. It's a Kodak moment, let me go and get my camera. All I wanna know is, sexy, can I hit it from the front, then I hit it from the back, know you like it like that.
All right, come on, y'all, we need a tiebreaker, hot or not, hot or not. Loveologist, DJ Ray G, CC, anybody, Philly, BTR, what's up?
I think I'm going to need to hit that one time. Let me hit that one time.
Hit two. Uh-oh, so it's not.
Let me hit that one time.
DJ Ray J, two. Oh, it's not. Oh, Ray J. Well, my bad. Okay, and the next song that I selected for the evening is Tweed, Flow to the Mo-Mo. Yes, he is an up-and-coming artist. And this is Tweed, Flow to the Mo-Mo. Remember the rules? Keyboard number one is hot, two is not. And so definitely let us know your thoughts on this evening. And that's if I could look, if I could find the daggone song.
Flow to the Mo-Mo.
Yeah, I'm like, flow. I'll put it on the Cadillac. All right, this is Tweed, Cadillac Tweed. Flow to the Mo-Mo. Remember, one hot, two not. Let's give it up.
Flow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that ain't right.
You know, you know my car. You know bail still rang. Then I'll still bang. All that. You will say my motherfucking name.
Crazy. All right, well, that's a brand new artist, Cadillac Tweed, Flow to the Mo-Mo. Hi.
No.
Hot mess. All right, well, we got, y'all hilarious. Okay, we got number three, and I'm telling you, y'all be generous, because number three is actually in the chat room. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but y'all be generous, okay? Remember the rules? This is E. Like that, one is hot, two are not. E, I want to tell you, you sure is bold to be here. E sure is bold to be here, okay? I ain't mad at you, though, because I think it's hot. Hey, I'm going to vote right now. I'm number one. All right, here we go. E is like that.
Got everyone eating out the palm of your hand. The voodoo that you do. Damn girl, I gotta get next to you. I'm on the clock for some action, and it's you I'm assuming. So let's not play. I wanna get it poppin' right away. See what you wanna do, baby. You're looking, you're listening. Your body's telling me you want it. So talk to you, please. A daddy said I have a little faith. I wanna work your body. The way you entice me shows me that you really want it. Girls, the VIP, getting naughty.
I like it like
you
that.
You want it nice and easy.
right, it looks like, uh-oh, wait a minute, Tracy just did a two. Dang it, now I got to re-add. Can y'all vote again? Give me the numbers again. I got to recount it because I thought we had a hot. All right, everybody vote again. One hot. Ooh, Loveologist. Come on, Loveologist. You ain't got the lock and key to mouth. One, Rockstar. Two, Chicks on Lit. One, Brown Sugar. We got two hot and two not. Come on, keep it rolling, y'all. Keep it rolling. It sounds bootleg. I guess that's a two. Two not. Three not. Two hot. Come on, so what we got now? Three not, two hot.
So it's a definite.
Anybody else? Somebody
not.
Else voted. DJ, hold on. Somebody else is missing. I'm missing your vote.
DJ gave it a one.
Where did DJ Gray go?
He gave it a one.
He gave it a one. Okay, so we got three hot
but
and three not.
Loveologist has got to be
the tiebreaker. Loveologist, you the tiebreaker. You can't keep it lock and key. You got to be the tiebreaker, baby. One or two. Hot or not?
Low to the momo.
Dun, da, da, da. He said, DJ Ray, what's one plus one equal? Ooh!
Y'all,
mess. Y'all is a hot mess.
It was hot. I just think it was too loud. Go and give it one more spin. Just turn it down a notch.
Come on, oh, Loveologist. I'm putting some pressure on him because he is the tiebreaker. Come on now, you're getting the drum roll. Tiebreaker. Come on, Loveologist.
Three chicks on lit.
Can you show a brother some love? Two. Aw, damn. Well, I'd like to. So far, all the selections have been nuts. We have two new artists and one, of course, everybody knows Ray J. Well, the final selection, which is actually quite hilarious to me. I don't really know if you even consider this to be a song, but I loved it so much, I had to play it. And it's hilarious to me. This is Cat Williams, The Young Guns, this song. And for those of y'all who have heard it, I'm telling you, get ready to laugh your behind off because it is hilarious, absolutely hilarious here. So I'm going to give it a one.
Oh, Pippin, that's the Young Guns. I love the Young Guns. Wait a minute. Pippin, what did that nigga just say?
I don't know.
Play that again.
All right.
So have that money right, and we don't mess with the funny type. Fake ass pimp like Money Mike.
Damn, what's up? Let me check my phone pilot. Give me that pump control. It's a full-time pimp. Oh, yeah. I'm warning you, sweetie. Y'all can't beat me. You'll see when you meet me. And I'm going to say it real clear so you niggas understand. Fuck the Young Guns and both of your fans.
What?
Somebody in your camp should have told you to stop it. And now you two rappers getting fucked by a comic. I done been in New York. You niggas ain't a factor. How does it feel to get dissed by an actor? And y'all can't really diss a nigga at all.
Wow.
I made one fucking movie. I'm more famous than y'all.
Wow.
And it'll take more than some Young Guns to hurt me. I put your mama on a stroller. Bitch ain't but 30. Y'all just got mustaches. How you gonna burn me? Two young gay virgins of Bert and Ernie. You don't concern me, cause y'all ain't hot. Y'all the only girl group Rockefeller's got. Matter of fact, just don't say my name no more. And try to keep your CD out the 99 cents.
Cause you can't stop, won't stop. You weak motherfuckers who just need to sit down before you get the fuck clown.
And if I see you around, I'm gonna pip-slap you down. And didn't leave in my gators without making a sound. Y'all really helped me out, but y'all ain't knowing. Hey, Chris, tell Neefy his thong is showing.
No,
you need to be signing Nickelodeon, you the children's choice. Next time you say my name, put some bass in your voice. Mr. Carter is a pimp, that's why he got the rock. And got you two young bitches selling cock on the block. You can't stop cause you never started. And both of y'all niggas sound plain retarded. Why did y'all get pimping started? Two young girls who still get carded. One of y'all sucks and the other's garbage. It ain't no secret, it's common knowledge. And I could've let you slide, but I'm too cold-hearted. And I hope you mad enough to realize this. You just got slapped by a fake-ass pimp.
Cause you can't stop, won't stop. You weak motherfuckers, you just need to sit down before you get the fuck clown.
And if I see you around, I'm gonna pimp-slap you down. And didn't leave in my gators without making a sound.
I just put the kids to sleep. Time to wake these punk-ass up. New Jersey Devil exclusive. Can't stop, won't stop. Game sitting outside in the stock range, loading the clips while Pac playing. Since he wanna drop names, I'ma tie him up. Leave him ass naked in the hood with his rock chain.
When I pull a death card, your whole pool folds the bullets I throw. I have my Eagles in the Super Bowl. You don't want me put the fist to your chest. Watch your little Nicky scramble like Vic get the tech. From 40 yards away, oh shit, he can catch. Slugs like bikini wax the way he stick to his chest. Yeah. I make the plastic come out. You look down with the yapping about before the plastic come out. Glove running out the back of your mouth. Unless you take money, Mike, name and put it back in your mouth. Only thing left for you is the ash in your house. You looking for a young gun, break Cassidy out, bitch. Yo, Mike, kick him, man. He's so sweet.
I can't even do it, nigga.
No, nigga, you gotta kick him, nigga. I'm telling you, I do this shit all the time, man. We put niggas sleep. You kick him, that wake him up, man.
I know, but I just want to see him resting there for a second.
Nah, man. Go find a motherfucking Ouija board or something, nigga. We gonna put the little thing on it, on the C and on the N, and we gonna see if Christian Eve wake the little faggot ass up.
I'm just saying, out of all the niggas for me to get this by, it would have to be the two weakest rappers in the history of all rap.
You can kick him while I'm right here, nigga. They ain't gonna do nothing, nigga.
Okay, I'm gonna kick him one time.
Kick him.
This is a hard toe getter, too.
Come on, right, kick him, man. Oh, right in the ass.
Oh, that felt nice. That nigga got a soft stomach, too.
Okay, fucking faggot.
Tristan Little Nicky.
Wait a minute, he just hunched up. He like it.
Yeah,
I can't kick him no more.
The nigga's going in convulsion. Pimping convulsion. This nigga's a fucking faggot, man. I like how you say it. How do you say your name again?
Tristan Little Nicky.
My son loves him.
Oh,
he's
man.
Seven.
SpongeBob and Dora the Explorer. You little fucking faggots.
Y'all should be on that show right
now. They so dumb. All right, that's Cat Williams. It seems like he got all ones. I seen one, two from PB. So, we got one. Look, you said all of them except for Float to the Momo. That's the one you liked, huh? All right, so we got Ray J. Sexy Can I was a knot. Then we got Tweed, Float to the Momo, was a knot. Then we got E, Like That, was a knot. And Cat Williams, let's give it up. For Young Guns, this song, was out of one, everybody. Was out of one. We're taking the tallies now. I want to make sure that we got all one. It looks like Cat Williams' song won. Stop trying to triple and quadruple vote, PB. All right, Cat Williams, this song is the song. It looks like we got all the votes in. Loveologist, you going to throw in your vote? Rockstar, you going to throw in your vote? Looks like he won for the evening. Oh, okay. We got all ones. All right, and so the winner for the Hot 4 on Brown Sugar Radio looks like it's the diss song from Cat Williams. And I'm sure he would appreciate that. As a matter of fact, wouldn't y'all love to have him on Brown Sugar Radio? Well, Cat Williams going to be on tomorrow night, y'all. No, I'm playing. I wish, dude. I'm going to work on getting him on here. That's going to be funny. Anyway, I definitely do appreciate all of you tonight. We did our Hot or Not segment, and definitely I just want to say you are welcome to call in. We have 26 minutes remaining. You can give us a shout-out. Tell us what's on your mind at 646-716-8697, 646-716-8697. Rockstar said, can we get Tweed? Cadillac, baby. I don't know, because everybody's saying they ain't hot. I don't want to get people on here. They don't want to listen, you know what I mean? But then I don't know. But I like E song. E going to be on here on the 28th. So, y'all better show my brother some love. I like that song, like that.
You need to go and get Cadillac on here. Cadillac was hot.
Hot mess.
Everybody in the chat. Everybody going to be doing
like
tonight.
Cadillac, baby.
Everybody going to be tweeting tonight.
What's going on, lip service? Welcome. You just missed the top four, the Hot or Not segment. It's all good. You could just hit rewind or replay after the segment's over. But definitely, I just got to say that Cat Williams is off the chain. Off the chain. You feel me? And so most definitely, we want to keep it rolling. Y'all, like I said, let us know what's on your mind, what you want to talk about. 646-716-8697. You know, this is Black History Month. We have the month of love. And then the Super Tuesday. Let us know what your state, who's in the lead as far as, is it Hillary, is it Obama, is it Huckabee? Who is in the lead for your state? Most definitely. So, you know, y'all got to show some love and definitely do something. Don't sit around and let, you know, it just go by. And then you look back and say, gosh, I wish I would have been more active with the presidential election. Go ahead and get involved. You know, become proactive and speak, definitely. So, let's see here. What did I do this weekend, y'all? Think. Well, you know my son has basketball. And if you don't know, now you know. We went to his basketball game. And, you know, we just had a good time. He had his game and all that. Okay, three chicks, I'll see you. Thanks for coming through. She got to hit it. All right, good night. I know you're East Coast, so I know it's late where you at. But definitely, yes, had that. And what else did I do? Trying to think, y'all. What else did I do this weekend? I cooked. Clean, you know, the regular stuff. Nothing exciting. Did y'all do anything exciting? I mean, PB, you pretty much told me your weekend. How about you, E? Did you do anything exciting this weekend? E, you still with us? Uh-oh. We must have lost him. E? We lost E. Oh, no. Well, anyway... So let's talk about, let's see, there's some juicy stuff to talk about these last few minutes, some juicy, juicy stuff. Now, just the latest, y'all know Brown Sugar Radio. Oh, wait, before I do that, I've been meaning to read this over the past few segments, and so y'all done hurt E's feelings. Now he done hung up on us. Y'all be nice to E. I've been meaning to read this, and it's called... The three things in life, okay? Three things in life that once gone and never come back. One is time, two words, three is opportunity. Then we got three things in life that can destroy people. One is anger, two is pride, three is unforgiveness. Three things in life that you should never lose. One is hope, two peace. Three is honesty. Three things in life that are most valuable. One is love. Two is family and friends. Three, kindness. Three things in life that are never certain. One is fortune. Two, success. Three, dreams. And three things that make a person... Oh, three things that make a person, okay? One is commitment, two, sincerity, and three, hard work. Three things that are truly constant, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So I hope that's a little, you know, two-minute power section there, and I've been wanting to, you know, spread the word and just share that with you. Anybody going through something, I certainly hope that encouraged you. So let's see here. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, yeah, I got some good juicy stuff right here. But before I get into this, let me give me some background music. All right, let's see here. Trying to think which one. All right, here we go. We're going to roll with PB. Huh? You singing? Y'all know PB can sing. If y'all didn't know, oh, you know what? It's commercial time. Real quick, I forgot. We got some new commercials that I want to advertise, and then we're going to get back into the swing of things. I was so excited off of that Cat Williams this song, I forgot all about the commercials. All right, y'all, keep it locked. We'll be right back for a quick commercial break.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show.
On Internet Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews, and gossip. breathtaking topics,
the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips,
underground hip-hop, and R&B.
And artists to make you groove, and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my time, so I can get a sensual seduction.
Whoa.
Dear Diary, starting in 2008, I resolved to lose 50 pounds by March and get the body I want. And I also want to... Who are you?
I'm your fairy godmother. Do you realize you've made that same resolution for the past 5 years? Why don't you join Dee's Life and change your life altogether?
What do you mean, change my life altogether?
With Dee's Life program, not only would you lose those 50 pounds, but you will gain an entirely new lifestyle that will definitely get you out of the old and into the new.
Yeah, but how do I know it'll work?
There's only one way to find out. Go to www.dslifenow.com. And join now.
Well, I should get started right now. And besides, I heard her programs are really awesome.
You bet they are. So let's get started, so we don't have to have the same conversation in 2009.
Join Dee's Life Detox Program now. Go to www.dslifenow.com. That's www.dslifenow.com.
All right, and we are back. And I got now a little bit of celebrity juice for you. Now, I don't know if many of y'all been following Kim Kardashian or Bill, okay? However, Brandy and Ray J's mom, they're suing her, y'all. Can y'all believe this? Now, the story's coming all together, okay? Ray J and Brandy's mom, Sonya Norwood, allegedly filed a lawsuit against Kim Kardashian for allegedly using her credit card and charging over $120,000. Jeez! Can y'all stand it? Yeah. I'm like, what is going on? So, Sonya, you know, apparently when Kim worked as a stylist, okay? Sonya, who is Brandy's mama, gave her permission to use the credit card for one purchase only. Allegedly, the lawsuit claimed that Kim let members of her family use the credit card and they spent $62,000 in 2006 and $52,000 in 2007. Okay? What? So, I'm wondering, why the hell did she come to the credit card? You think I'm seeing all this stuff add up? What's going on, sound off now? What's happening? Welcome to Brown City Radio. But I'm sitting here tripping because I'm like, what the hell? Why they gonna wait 2 years and let all this stuff add up? You didn't realize what the mess was going on. So, hot mess. Anyway, so that's what's going on. They supposedly sued her and they're looking forward to proving it in court. Okay? That she did not give Kim Kardashian permission to blow up her credit card. Hot mess. So, I don't know, Phoebe, what you think about that? Think she should take it to court? I mean, she did give her the number, right? Or that'll give her the right to use it like that?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of crazy because I'm saying, you know, like, it's crazy because it's just now coming up. If it happened in 2004, why is it just now coming up? It's been 3 years.
Right.
Well, actually, four.
Right. That's what I'm tripping off of. I don't know. I just truly don't know. I'm like, what is going on? What's y'all thoughts, listeners, on this? 646-716-8697. Get at us. Let us know what you think. Is it wrong? You know, I mean... Hell, maybe she thought that she had it like that, you know? Anyway, I just, you just can't never know about these folks, you feel me? So now, has anybody heard anything? I want to know what's going on with the Neo and Beyonce case. Has anybody heard if they've settled their case or anything? You heard anything on that, PB?
Last time I heard he was suing her. I don't know.
Nobody knows the update. Oh, he is going bankrupt, Tracy said. Who's going bankrupt, Tracy? I'm lost. Ray J? Or Nia? Who? Who? Fill me in. I just don't know. Ray J. What? Ray J going bankrupt? Well, hell, if you gave somebody your credit card and let them spend up 120 G's, we'd all be filing bankruptcy. I couldn't even imagine a credit card limit that high. You feel me? That's crazy. I would be like, you know what? Can y'all lower the limit on this? Because I really don't need all this. I really don't. That's a little too much. So, PB, what you think? Should we do a Hillary and Obama show? What you think?
You know, well, after tonight, there really gonna be no need for it, you know?
Everybody Obama in the house? What you mean by that?
Well, Hillary won Arkansas, my state.
What?
That's what I said.
Are you serious?
She won it.
Wow. Oh, wow. I don't know. I don't know. I'm still waiting to see. Do you know what, in Nevada, which way they went? Because I haven't seen it pop up on the news yet.
Okay, well, according.
Oh, you can pull it up, huh, real fast while we on the air. I know it's on the internet. Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to tell the 411 on Kanye West. I got a little celebrity juice. Kanye West is in connection with Prodigy LLC, okay? He's launched his own search engine. The search engine is searchwithkanyewest.com. The digital venture encourages users to search with a new engine where they are rewarded with swag dollars to encourage Kanye's, for like his merchandise and stuff, I guess you could win. They said users may also download the Kanye West toolbar to increase chances of winning. So I guess he's linked with other celebrities in the past, too. You know, they're saying like Akon, Lil Wayne, Beyonce, all of them have also branded search engines, which are powered by Google and Ask.com. And so go ahead, Kanye. You know, I wonder how he's been doing with the passing of his mother and everything, you know? No, he seems like he's been pretty low-key after that. TB, you still looking to see what Vegas did?
Yeah.
Okay. Tracy, she's a Hillary, as a fan. Is that the right word to use?
Oh, no, we got bump heads.
Uh-oh. Well, I can certainly say that I truly do. I like both, but I got to make a decision, and so I've been following both of them. I'm pretty much leaning right now towards Obama, but I do like Hillary. I love everything that she stands for, you know, as a leader and a woman and then a first lady. I mean, she's just been through a lot. But I also like Obama because he's a very, very intelligent man, and I like the fact that he is courageous, and he's taking the time, you know. All right, loveologist, I appreciate you coming through. I see you. TV, did you find it yet?
No, for some reason, I'm not fine. I'm finding every other state itself.
Okay, all right, E, thanks for coming through, and don't you be discouraged, E, you hear me? Don't be upset now. You still going to come through on the 28th of February. We're going to do our thing, and we'll come through, and, you know, we'll play the other tracks. All right. Still didn't find out what it is, huh? Thank you. We love you, too. The notes, the tallies, I know they're still adding up all the states and everything. You see, Soundoff said it's not a woman, it's a Clint.
That's why I laughed. You like
y'all
that
so crazy. All right, E, be encouraged. All right, well, while you're doing that, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial break because PB is still researching the information. And don't forget, before all of y'all leave, the Yin Yang Twins are this Friday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You definitely want to be there and spread the word about the Yin Yang on Brown Sugar Radio. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Creation. Need to hook up your MySpace page? Or you need that official fly for this special event of yours? TV Creations, graphic and web design. TV Creations, bring a vision to life for very low prices. We also design websites, album covers, and offer photography sessions as well. PB Creations, www.pbcreations.com. That's Creations with a Z. Let us bring your vision to life.
Are you tired of listening to those same old boring shows? Do you need a change? Well, come join us weekly, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. On the live show on Blog Talk Radio, we have the hottest celebrity interviews and the latest updates on entertainment, health, beauty, and fashion, even more. Brown Sugar Radio, recently featured in Web Radio Magazine for representing the best in internet radio. Join us today at www.brownsugarradio.com, where entertainment is extraordinary.
All right, yes, yes, we are back. TV, did you find it? Did you get the final count for Nevada?
Okay, now I didn't get the count for Nevada, but according to the MSNBC website, Hillary Clinton has won Arkansas, Oklahoma, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, and Tennessee so far.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the states she's currently holding down.
Okay, and what about Obama? What are he holding down?
Let's see.
You know, I don't know why they just can't be together, a powerhouse team, you know? I don't care which one make president, but let the other one be vice president. I think that would just be the bomb right there. You feel me? Either one. What's going on, Lovey Mush? Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. You in the other chat box there. I see you. I think, yeah, that's what we need to do. Let them run together. Hell, president and vice president. That's what's up. Randall Handles, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Tonight we're just pretty much talking about what's on our mind. And you know your girl Brown Sugar getting ready to do this Master Cleanse thing with Coach Dion. For those of you who missed Coach Dion's show, you definitely want to check that out. It's the show previous to this one. It was aired last Thursday, which was January 31st. You definitely want to listen to that show because it is so inspirational and very informative. And any of you that are thinking about losing some weight, I think that it's awesome to get some notes and learn how to do it the healthy way. And so I've decided that I'm going to join her on her 10-day cleanse, and then I'm going to also do her diet and exercise program shortly following. So, y'all pray for your girl, Brown Sugar. If I'm on the air and I'm all weak and sounding all drained, it's because I'm on this cleanse, y'all. Nah, for real. She's saying it's supposed to give you energy and stuff, so I'm going to be the one to tell y'all the truth. I'm going to be like, is it really energizing, Sugar? I'm going to be like, girl. Nah, but it's all good. So I'm looking forward to that, and I think that it's going to be a great experience. I also, too, want to follow closely with Alice. And Alice was the lady who was touched by Coach Dion's story. And I'm telling you, she was contemplating having surgery. And at the last minute, Coach Dion had spoke with her, got her to change her mind, asked her to give her a chance. And so she needs to lose over 100 pounds as well. And I told her that we're going to be following her story closely to find out the success story of what actually happens. And so I am truly excited. I can't wait to hear what's going to take place. Also, too, while these last 4 minutes are remaining, we're going to go ahead and do our announcements for this week. Like I said, we already know the Yin Yang Twin is in the house this Friday. Then we also have the man, Benz, who will be here on Thursday, and he is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist. You definitely want to check him out this Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So once again, yes, your girl is doing a bonus segment, but that's only because of the fact the Yin Yang Twins could only do the 8th of February. So keep it locked, spread the word. And, you know, as a pointer, I want to encourage all of you, be there on time, because as you see, Trina was on time, and she was in and she was out. And so you want to make sure if you want to catch the beginning of the interview, you know, to be there on time as soon as we begin so that you can hear it, and we can certainly ask all of your questions. Any questions or comments that you may have, you can certainly address it in the chat room, okay? And we will make sure that we show you some love and ask those questions for you. Let's see here. Also, too, okay, CB, you got the stats for Obama. Go ahead and give us the states Obama's got.
Okay, Obama is doing it big. Obama got Utah, Alabama, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Kansas, and Minnesota.
What?
We in it to win it. We in it to win it.
Hey. Wow. Go ahead, Obama. That's the business right there, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up. So, hey, Hillary and Obama, it's a tough race, y'all. It's a tough race, and I definitely want to encourage all of you to vote. Definitely vote, because one vote will make a difference.
And he also in the lead in California, I think.
All right. That's what's up. Yes. Real quick, like I said, any of you that may have any questions or comments or suggestions about Brown Sugar Radio, you can certainly hit us up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. Remember, it's sugar with no R. S-U-G-A. All right, and you can certainly reach us at also MySpace, www.myspace.com. / Brown Sugar in Vegas. All right? And add us to your top friends. You know, certainly if you want to be aware of what's going on, you want to log on to Blog Talk Radio, create a user account, add us to your favorites, and then that way you'll be aware of when we have shows, okay? And you'll know, you know, they send you an hour reminder or whatever may be the case. But definitely keep it locked on Brown Sugar Radio. What's going on, Slim? See you in the chat room there. Welcome, girl. Welcome. We're getting ready to call it a wrap for the day. But most definitely, like I said, I definitely want to welcome you all back this Thursday. And then on Friday is the big event. Keep it locked. All right. Well, TV, did you have anything else that you may have wanted to share?
Y'all holla at your boy, www.pbcreations, that's creations with a Z, .com. Y'all get at me. I got graphics for the low. Holla at me.
That's what's up. Yes, definitely. All right, and also, too, we have a new sponsor I've mentioned before, Crealicious, Credible Alerts, has sponsored Brown Sugar Radio. Those of you who are interested in sponsoring your girl, Brown Sugar, and getting your commercial played on the air, because we are currently picking up more and more listeners. Day by day, we're growing by leaps and bounds. You want to get your commercial for your business, your product, your show, definitely hit us up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com. Put sponsor in the link. Or if you're interested in becoming a Brown Sugar promo team member, hit us up at brownsugarradio@yahoo.com and put promo team member in the link. All right, well, I guess we really don't have anything else at this time. We've enjoyed speaking with you this evening. Thank you so much for coming through. And like I said, I look forward to doing it again all over on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So thank you for joining us, because your girl Brown Sugar got to get going here so I can get my workout on. Hey, I got to do my 10-day master cleanse. All right, well, I've enjoyed speaking with all of you. Have a blessed evening, and thank you for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a good day.
Brown sugar bang, brown sugar bang, brown sugar bang. I get high up your love, I don't know how to behave.